Gladstone again on a different story. And this week, the US Supreme Court rejected an appeal against a decision of a lower court to release archive interviews with the now deceased IRA member Dolores Price. Today, this programme can reveal that much more information about the disappearance and murder of Belfast mother Jean McConville than initially thought is actually contained in the Boston College Archive, where the Price interview is stored as part of the so-called Belfast Project. Reporter Fran McNulty has more.
I have been able to share some of this with the American government. And I can tell you, Fran, when I tell them this particular set of details, the people that I've had conversations with, who I then hope will take this further up the chain in the American political system, have immediately understood just how dangerous the contents of these interviews can be.
That's Ed Maloney, the man who oversaw the Belfast Project. This weekend, he warns the institutions in the North could fall. Such would unionist reaction be to what Dolores Price revealed in her archived interviews.
The consequences of this for the peace process, and I know there are lots of people in Ireland who are rubbing their hands in glee at the anticipation of the fall of Gerry Adams over all of this, but with Gerry Adams will also fall the peace process or the power-sharing government. There's a very distinct possibility.
Is that not an overstatement?
Not if you knew what was in the interviews and the impact that they will have once they get out, and they will get out. They will get out very, I imagine, reasonably quickly. They will be leaked. And once that gets into the political stew in Northern Ireland, there's no removing them. They are stuck there, and the consequences will be there. There's material there about the story of one of these incidents that's at the basis of the subpoenas. People think they know the full story. They don't know the full story.
But heretofore, we'd been told that the full story was that Dolores Price didn't tell interviewer Anthony McIntyre anything about the murder of Jean McConville. That is true. But now we do know that she did tell someone else. From his home in the United States, Ed Maloney has cast new light on the subject.
What I have said all along is that in her interviews with Anthony McIntyre as part of the Boston Archive, she did not talk about Jean McConville.
So if we restrict our comments to that particular interview, is what you're saying that there are other people speaking about the disappearance of Jean McConville?
Or the other possibility is that there are maybe other Dolores Price interviews that were not part of the project, but happened to be deposited in the Boston Archive.
Are there?
Well, that's something which people can speculate on now, can't they?
Ed Maloney is holding back information, as he's entitled to, but this programme understands that an A to Z of what happened on the night Jean McConville was disappeared from her home and murdered is contained in the Boston College Archive. The lengthy interview mentions names and places, and in it, Dolores Price refers to Gerry Adams. Before her death, she told a Belfast newspaper Gerry Adams was her officer commanding in the IRA, something the Sinn Féin leader has consistently denied. It's a subject Mr. Adams has in fact spoken to this programme about.
They've been saying it for years, for decades. I learnt a long time ago not to worry about things you have no control over.
Dolores Price's interview in the archive is causing concern in the United States.
Dear Mr. Secretary, for over a year, I have monitored the government of the United Kingdom's efforts to subpoena the documents and recordings of the Boston College Oral History.
The chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has written to the Secretary of State, John Kerry, on the issue.
The United Kingdom's request for material could have the effect of reopening fresh wounds and threatening the success of the Good Friday Accords. Sincerely, Robert Menendez.
Ed Maloney and Anthony McIntyre have been assisted greatly by Irish-American groups to lobby US politicians on this issue. But interestingly, Boston College is taking a similar approach. It is trying to stop the release of further material beyond the Dolores Price interviews, both legally and diplomatically. College spokesperson is Jack Dunn.
The Secretary of State of the United States is John Kerry. John Kerry is a graduate of Boston College's School of Law. He knows our feelings on the matter, so we've worked through diplomatic channels, including the State Department and in other areas that I won't get into specifics now. So it's a two-pronged approach, Fran. We are looking for a legal resolution to the case through the Court of Appeals, and we are also looking for a resolution through various diplomatic channels.
Mr. Kerry himself, when he was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, wrote to the then Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, on the issue and expressed concern about the impact of releasing tapes. Would that give you any hope?
We certainly hope so. He understands how important this is. He was involved during the Clinton administration in helping to broker the Good Friday Agreement, so he understands completely the importance of what's at stake here. And our hope is that he will use his influence to get the police services of Northern Ireland, to get law enforcement in Great Britain, to work with the Department of Justice to reevaluate the need for these tapes to go through.
The family of Jean McConville have insisted the tapes should be released. They want those responsible for their mother's murder brought to justice. Anthony McIntyre interviewed numerous people who were involved in the Troubles for the ill-fated archive. He too can see the McConville's point of view.
If I was in the position of the McConville family, I would probably be doing the same. And I think people would understand it that way. But there are wider issues at stake here and wider ethical issues. I mean, the same could be applied to the an argument, for example, could be made that should we torture suspects to get the information that the McConville family require? Well, obviously, no, we can't. There are certain things that cannot be violated. And I don't think journalistic research, academic research should be violated by these types of demands.
With the US Supreme Court clearing the way for the release of the Price tapes, many now want to know what the next step will be. We asked the Historical Inquiries team in the North. Their response was brief.
The PSNI are dealing with the issues you've asked about, not the HET.
So if the Historical Inquiries team aren't interested in the interviews, what will the PSNI's next step be? Their response to that question was too very brief.
We're making plans to take possession of the material and proceed with our inquiries.
The Dolers Price interviews will be handed over unless there is high-level political intervention. And Ed Maloney isn't hopeful.
I'm watching the situation from 3,000 miles away and watching Dole debates and what's said in Dole debates, etc. And I can see quite clearly that some of the leadership of the political parties in the Dole are rubbing their hands in anticipation and glee at all of this stuff coming out to do down Gerry Adams. Well, I can understand that. They're under political pressure, under electoral pressure from Gerry Adams's party. But so far, the Irish government has had no contact with me at all. Not one single Irish diplomat has rung me up and said, look, Ed, can we have lunch? And would you mind like telling us why you're saying this stuff? Not one has shown any interest at all.
Should they?
Well, don't you think if you were the Irish government and this thing is happening and that someone is saying these interviews could have this potentially devastating impact on the peace process that you invested so many years to create, you think you might have a little curiosity about what's being said?
Journalist Ed Maloney speaking to Fran McNulty, home in the United States. Well, in response, the Department of Foreign Affairs here has told this programme that it would be inappropriate for the Irish government to interfere or get involved in a case which was before a court of law in a foreign jurisdiction.